exactly what they need to do, standing them up and having guys corral them and just rip at the football. They got it loose and had a chance to recover there. Let's see if they can do it one more time.
Ubley is out of timeouts. They are at the will of the Reese offense and the game clock, which is now at 3:14 in the fourth quarter and running down. Man in motion now. That's number 12 to the right side, Tony Bentley, and it's a pitch out to the right side to number 13. Matt Frost breaks free of his first tackle and dives down to the 30, almost like he lost control. And also going down is Nick Sweeney. Looks like he had a stinger in the right hip. He's now up by himself. A-OK. 3 minutes left. Stopped momentarily after the first down for Reese.
Yeah, Matt Frost went to cut back to the middle of the field. His feet went out from under him, and his body fell into the leg of Nick Sweeney there. Nick's shaking it off. He's going to be okay. But the big news is first down for Reese and a fresh four downs for them.
First and 10 after a 10-yard gain from Matt Frost on the sweep to the right. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. 2:48 left, clock winding down. Reese trying to take as much time off the clock, waiting for the back judge to put his hand up for the 10-second left in the game, play clock. And there's the snap, and now we have whistles. Almost looks like a false start against Reese. The head umpire called it from the backfield. And it is a false start against Reese. So now first and 15, pushed back to the 35-yard line. Stops the clock at 2:35 for the time being. Ubley trails by 10, 38-28.
That very well could have been on the quarterback, Clark. We've been talking about it all night. Not necessarily on the air, but the quarterback does a lot of moving parts before the ball is actually snapped in his hands. And I think finally the back judge finally realized it and called that penalty, because I don't know who else it would have been on.
Receiver to the left, two men in the backfield. Piak is under center, getting the play clock all the way down to about 3 seconds before he takes a snap. This is a handoff to their fullback, number 13, Matt Frost. Dives in, gets to back to the original line of scrimmage just at the 30-yard line. Gain of 5. And it's going to be about a second and 10.5 for Reese. 1:55 left in the fourth quarter. Clock continues to wind down. Ubley without timeouts, trailing by 10.
Curtis Booms made the tackle there.
Reese taking their time, gingerly coming up to the line of scrimmage. No hurry whatsoever. Three men in the backfield. Piak is under center. And there's the snap, and we have another false start coming up here. The entire line moved, the quarterback moved, the backfield moved, but the ball did not move. So that's another false start against Reese. Stops the clock for the time being. And now they're back to another second and 15.
Again, we've been seeing this all night. I don't know where it's finally coming from now. Apparently it's more obvious now than ever. But again, I think it was a false start by the entire team.
Second and 15 now for the Reese Rockets at the Ubley 35-yard line. Clock winds back up. A minute 22 left in the fourth. Ubley 28, Reese 38. Reese just needs one more first down, and they've got this one in the books. Piak waits for the play clock to go down, and here comes Ubley surging with a blitz, and it's actually caught to the big man at Nayard, out to about the 21-yard line. Takes the entire secondary to bring him down. That's a gain of 14. It's close to the first down marker. 14-yard catch for the big man. And when I say big man, I mean big man. Number 35, Archie Nayard. Anyone with the first name Archie, you don't mess with. And it took the entire secondary to learn that example. 37 seconds left in this one. Third and a mere yard for Reese. They need to play one more play before this one is in the final score. Reese with a 10-point lead over the Ubley Bearcats. Ubley came into this game at 6-3 in the playoffs for the 12th straight time. They take the kneel, and that is going to do it. 15 seconds left in the clock. They're going to let this one wind out, and Ubley's streak comes to an end. And Ubley now finishes the season at 6-4, nothing to hang their heads on. They start out the season at 0-2, rattled off 6 of the 7 victories out of 7 games, and here they are in just a barn burn in the second half, and fall short to Reese 38-28 in Reese. Reese, the number two team in Division 7, Ubley playing above and beyond the call of duty here and come just shy at 10 points. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll have game wrap-up right after this.
Bill, I'm looking for a car that'll get me around 30 miles per gallon. What do you have?
We've got something better than 30. It's 47 combined city and highway in the all-new Ford C-Max.
How does that work?
Well, it's a hybrid, battery and gas.
You have to plug this thing in?
No plugging it in. Runs on gas and it runs on the new high-efficiency fast charging battery.
So you never have to plug it in. 47 combined.
That's correct. Only at Moore Motor Sales M81, just west of Carroll.
See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone. And I don't know how you are either. Your entire life can change with one phone call. Are you ready? Do you have a plan so that if something happens, your family won't have to worry? What about your retirement goals? Will those go out the window too? Well, I'm here to tell you there's hope, and it's quite simple too. Let's sit down and plan your future the way you want it to be. So call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance at 989-375-4598. And let's protect your future. That's Clark Ramsey at 375-4598.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
When the game is on the line, everyone has to be their best. That doesn't mean making the big play. That means being a good sport. Sportsmanship is the most important part of school sports. The reason they're educational, how they prepare us for the biggest game of all, the game of life. Remember, when the game is on the line, it's all about sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Get up to a $75 rebate when you purchase a new set of four Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. With winter weather on its way, now's the time to check your tread wear. Get up to a $75 prepaid Visa card when you purchase four qualified Cooper tires from Ubley Motor Service. Also find special pricing on BF Goodrich and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay